Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. I can't even talk. This is episode 61. Today is Saturday, April the 1st. Well, it's April 2nd, but you know, whatever. Yeah. 2017, I'm your host, Lita, and Stone just made me crack up, and I can, like, barely talk, so, Stone, stop eating your hickory sticks, damn it!
Hickory sticks are so nice.
Hickory sticks, they are. They are, like, one of my favorite things that you sent me in that care package. So
one of the biggest things that's hard to do with these things is to eat them one at a time.
You can't. How? You can't.
Well, I'm doing it.
How can you eat them one at a time? That's just like
savor
pure
it.
Madness.
Savor
madness.
It.
That's like quality of being insane. Sorry, right there. I'm just saying. You've got to eat them like a handful. Yeah.
Well, I usually.
Exactly.
As many as you can get in there.
I usually.
Exactly.
Bunch in my mouth, and then I suck the juice out of them.
Oh.
Okay.
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 Whatever floats your boat, Stone.
Not that there's anything
anyway,
wrong with that. I'm just saying.
No. How you eat your hickory sticks is completely up to you, right?
Yep.
Anyway. Today we have got Margathon with us. Yay!
Hey,
Mark.
Mark.
Hey. Is it that time again, is it?
It's that time, I know. It is funny.
Listen,
about that. We're having a competition.
But it's been a while since
you were
excited.
Yeah. Everyone is. They're saying in the chat room. I know they're like, Crystal's hype for the contest. So, yeah. And so's PS Ducky. Woo, woo, woo. I've made my tune. I've made it. I haven't logged in. I decided what I was going. I wasn't telling Stone until we got to the contest. I'm
but
like,
you don't know anything about the rule, or do you? Yes, you do. Never mind. Anyways, carry
how
on.
How many beers have you had? How many beers, Stone?
Half.
How many fingers am I holding up?
None.
Right about now.
None. One.
Well, actually, it was
one.
Up two, but
oh.
Anyway.
It was one.
Yeah, I bet. Anyway, hey, Mark, thank you. Thanks for coming and for creating another contest. And we'll talk about that shortly because people have to wait. It's not ready to go quite yet, guys. We're going to have a chat to Mark and see what he's been up to. So I wanted to ask you, last couple of times we've had you on, you've been saying about you're leveling all the classes to level 100. And I wanted to ask you before we got into, you know, how your week's been and all that, is how is your challenge tunes going with trying to get all the classes to 100?
Slowly but surely. It really does sort of, when you're leveling all these different classes, it really does take it out of you.
Yeah.
Especially when you're leveling up four or five at a time, sort of. I think Nisi does it with her Bloodthirsty. She kind of does a one and another, and then you go through it like that.
Do you do the same thing and jump, or do you just have tonight I'm gonna play this turn, and then once you're done you're like nope gotta leave it and walk away, or do you like to change same session of playing?
How I was first gonna do it was I was gonna level them in chunks, so I had I'd already got Hunter and Monk to 110, so I just had 8 more. So I was going to do it in 4 blocks of 4. So I was doing Shaman, Priest, Warrior, and Paladin, and then I was going to do Rogue, Druid, Warlock, and what's the other one? Priest?
No,
I don't know. Right. Well, anyway, my Shaman and my Priest died. My Shaman died at 61 and my Priest died at 74, I believe. So,
What
I kind of had to change the way I was doing it. So basically, I was going to do them 3, 3, and 2. So I got my warrior, my paladin, and my mage all to 100.
Cool.
So that's successful. So
nice.
I'm 5 out of 10.
Wow.
How did your tunes die?
My shaman. I think I talked about this before. This was just after 7.1.5.
Okay.
Where they changed a few abilities around.
Okay.
And usually on enhancement, you'd build up your maelstrom and you could use your maelstrom to heal with healing surge. So I saw a chest down his anger marsh with all the Naga. So I flew down. Don't care. I'll just fly down there, beat him up, heal up. I'll do him easy. Anyway, it was one of the ones that have the two mobs with them. They're linked. So the Naga with the two guys, and they linked. Well, he didn't have them with him. He didn't have them with him. So I went down. I was beating him up, and they just popped out of nowhere. They just, like a type thing. They just sort of like popped there, and they were right next to me. So anyway, started beating me up. And, I didn't have this instant healing surge anymore. I was just like,
That's right. Hey, that's rough.
It happens. And my priest died even worse. I took a taxi from Nagran to Neverstorm.
Mm.
And the taxi was flying over Blade's Edge, it goes over the sort of void between Blade's Edge and Neverstorm. There's like a void to nowhere. So you look down and it's just nothing. When it went over that, landed in area 52, or was it 51? Area 52.
52.
And then it said instance aborted. And it sort of rewound me. It rewound me to the abyss and then just dropped me off the mount. Right the abyss.
Ow.
Instance aborted. Rewound me 3 seconds to where I was above the abyss and just went pop, and I just went all the way into the abyss.
Oh my gosh,
I was just staring at the screen for ages. I was just like,
really?
I wouldn't care if that was any other character, but an iron, it had to be an iron, didn't it?
Yeah, of course it does. Wow, I mean, I haven't been over to Netherstorm in a little while, but I've never had that.
I forget what the place is called in the ground for Alliance, the main base in the ground for Alliance.
Talar.
Yeah, so I flew from there to area 52. I want to say area 52.
Have you?
Real one.
Have you tried that flight on a normal tour to see if the same thing happened?
No, I haven't. It just said it landed, paused.
Yep.
Where my character was floating in the air, still on the mount, and it went instance aborted, and then went rewind, back to the abyss, drop me in there.
So there was a problem with you as soon as you entered the zone?
Yeah.
And then because you landed, that's when it...
And it rewound me to that point.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I stared at the screen for like 5 minutes. I was just like, really? Really?
Yeah.
It's like a GM was watching me and like, you know, that's what it felt like, you know.
Yeah. That, because, I mean, you could go, well, it could have rewound to
any
point.
Because I was on a priest, so I had
right
levitate.
Right there, yeah.
That's what was even worse. I had levitate and I pressed it. I was like, levitate, but it was just falling.
Yeah.
I couldn't do anything about it.
Yeah.
If I'd have had a goblin glider, I might have made it. I might have sort of glided to the edge of Neverstorm or something, but
oh Mark, that's rough. That is really rough.
So I'm 5 out of 10. I've just got priest, shaman, because they died. I managed to get them back up, and I've got warlock, druid, and rogue, and they're all nearly 70. So
that's cool.
Nice. That, well done, Mark. That's amazing.
And some classes are harder than others, and that's to do with pace. Like some classes, the pace of their gameplay, it kind of fatigues you a little bit. Mm. And whereas others, you can just sort of like pace really nicely, pull one or two mobs, especially Prop Warrior, Prop Paladin, you can just get through it. But on like a Frost Mage, or I find a Rogue really hard to play. because I'm I find it quite squishy. If you get crit a couple of times, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I gotta get out.
Your leveling path to, let's say, 1 to 60, like what zones do you usually use?
I have a I go the same way every time. Because I always play, as you know, I always play Night Elf. I don't play anything else other than obviously Paladin, Warlock, and Shaman. I have to choose another one. I'll usually go Draenei, if not Human.
Yep.
So I'll do the Night Elf starting area. I'll go to Westfall till about 18. Then I'll go to Red Ridge Mountains till about 21. I'll get up to the point where you get on the boat to go the other side with your little crew. Mm-hmm. You jump on that boat and you go to the other side. I'll do up to there, and then I'll just go to what's the place below Arafi? Wetlands.
Okay.
Is it Wetlands?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Wetlands.
And Arafi. Then I'll go down to Stranglethorn. I'll do Northern Stranglethorn. Then I'll do Cape. Then I'll go up to Hinterlands. And then I'll go over to Dustwallow Marsh. Dustwallow Marsh is just my favorite area for iron. Mm. There's just so many rare elites. You can literally do a level. You'll get there at, say, 38, and I'll probably get to 40 just killing elites.
Thanks. Yeah. Wow. That's a really good tip, actually. I keep forgetting about Dustwallow.
Not elites, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, rares.
The rares, yeah.
Not necessarily.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I'll go to Thousand Needles. And then I'll go up to Fellwood. And then to Winterspring. And then Swamp Sorrows. That's my 1 to 60.
So, last week when we were saying that I went from the top from Fellwood to go the whole way down, you were saying
that there's actually a better way.
I go
through the Timbermore place. And then I'll pick the quests up at the top, and I'll go all the way down, and I'll take all the flight paths all the way down to the bottom, take all the quests on the way, make sure I go to all the rare spawn spots going down, and then work my way up.
Okay.
And I'll do the whole of Fellwood. Fellwood's great for questing.
Yep. Do you find that by the end of winter spring that you're at 58, 59?
58, and then straight to Swamp Sorrows.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't do all of Winterspring, though. Yeah. There's a few quests I skip, a few quests I'm not. Okay. I don't really like doing, especially when you go in the cave and kill that elite at the end. I don't do that.
Mm. Yep. Okay. No, that's fair enough. Well, I mean, grats on 5 out of 10 to 100. That's amazing, Mark. That is really good. And we wish you the best of luck with the other 5. I've got no doubt that you will get there. So just be when
if
you
if do. I
do
it. If I do it, I'll maybe rustle up some stats. See how many.
Yeah. Okay. That would be awesome. We would love that.
Because I have died a lot. Mm. It's not like I've just done this. I've gone through about 5 mages, 7 warriors, but it's taken a while. But
yeah. You're still going though, Marg, and
I got just special mention to obviously Never Died, who's obviously doing the same thing as me, and he's doing it much better, much quicker. Yeah. So fair play to him.
Yeah, but you guys are machines. You really and such an inspiration. I mean, Never Died certainly is just amazing.
I don't know how he does it. I just find I fatigue. I can only do it for maybe 2 or 3 hours now. I just find myself really fatiguing out, where I could probably play maybe 8, 9, 10 hour stretches on 9, and I just like bash through it. But now I'm just like, I just fatigue so badly.
I can't sit still
I can't do anything. I've done this so many times because I'm in Outland. And I'm just going through Outland. I'm just like, oh.
Outland.
I've done so many times.
Yeah. Phil Reaver. That's what I was trying to think of earlier. Anyway, so what have you, tell us what have you been doing? I know we were talking before the show and you were saying that, you know, with the patch and everything could come out, you were kind of leaving your challenge turns this week. You wanted to make sure there wasn't any bugs or, you know, any reason that they would cause any hiccups for you. So what else have you been doing in just WoW itself?
Well, as you know, there's a lot of people that like collecting the old mounts and toys and pets, and you've got to get on that. You've got to really keep up with that. I want to work towards my flying, because I believe it's in the rules that you can fly in Legion. Once you get flying on your main character, you can fly on irons.
Yep.
So that'll make it a little bit easier just to get maybe some Discover XP. That'll be nice to get that. So I'll definitely working towards flying.
Don't fly too low, Mark.
No. Well, I don't know. Don't fly too high. I don't know.
I know.
I'll probably fly around on a main first. I'll fly around on a main first, try and find any like buggy areas or areas where you fall off your mount or.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. I've just been working, you know, the usual AP grind, world quests. Mm-hmm. You know, I found it. We're just kind of doing the same thing, just bigger numbers. It's like you're doing the same world quest, doing the same, you know, the same things. It's just you're not getting 40k AP now, you're getting 400,000 AP. That's it. That's all that's changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, you got to do it. You got to get them reps up if you want to keep up with everyone else, especially if you're Aiden.
Hey, Crystal, just a quick question on what you were talking about before. Crystal in the chat room just asked, what is the best way to get from Winter Spring to Swamp of Sorrows?
Well, I find, because getting to Swamp of Sorrows now is a little bit harder than it was before, at least because I used to go through Darkshire.
Okay.
What is it? Where the level 110
Death Riders are. Darkshire is the town.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, usually I'd port to Stormwind and then I'd go down and then through where Karazhan is. And then, but what I do have to do now is go to Redbridge and then go north. You'll go into, is it Searing Gorge?
Yep.
If you go to your far right, there's a path to Swamp Sorrows.
Yeah. Okay.
Burning Steps.
That's the way I go. So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's a good way to go. All right. Yeah. Because, yes, we need to be a little bit careful of Duskwood.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, because I was on my priest and I hadn't realized. And I went, you know, where the hermit is, that hermit tower?
Yes.
Yeah, I was there. I was just about to go through where the spiders are hanging there through Karazhan. And there he was, the Dark Rider. I was like, nope. I'll find another way to get there.
Okay. All right. Sweet. Okay. Well, thank you for that, because that's a really good question. Thanks, Crystal. All right. So the AP grind is real. What can we say?
So are you raiding? Because I thought you said something about raiding last time that you were on, and I can't remember if you said you were going to take a break from it or not.
Raiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I haven't raided for a month now.
Okay.
We got to 3 out of 10 mythic. Yeah. And I just felt everyone's going on about the mythic fatigue.
Yep.
And I was certainly feeling it, you know, trying to keep up with that AP, keeping up with the other healers. And it's just like, it's really getting to me, and I was just like, I can't do it anymore. I just need to take a bit of time off.
Yeah.
But the only problem with that is I took a month off, and then when I came back, everyone's way ahead of me now.
Yep.
It's just like, it's not about gear anymore. It's how long have you been on the AP train, and have you got an offer for a break?
Yeah.
So,
that makes it very difficult, whereas every other expansion has purely been about gear, whereas now they've thrown this other factor in, which I think
the concept...
Do you have all your
points? Do you have 20 points in that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does make it very hard, especially, and you know, there's a lot of people that can't play 24/7 or 10 hours a day to do
just
all
do
of that.
Mythic pluses over and over and over and over.
And I mean, you're a dad, you've got a family, you're working, all of that. Yeah. So, you know, real life, this thing called real life has a big impact on how much we get to play in terms of what we get to do within the game. And sometimes, I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I log in, there will be those times that I'm like, you know what? I'm not doing any world quests. I'm not doing any AP grind. I'm going to go play my iron because I just want to, you know, or I want to go just kill stuff. So I'll go play my Bloodthirsty. And, you know, I might spend 2 hours doing that, which means I'm not doing 2 hours of doing stuff for my main, which is like, but I just want to chill. I just want to kill stuff. I don't want to worry about
this way,
other stuff.
Put it this way, when you're getting really anxious and getting anxiety because you feel you haven't done what you probably meant to do today, which is do all your world quests, keep all your AP, do a couple of mythic pluses just to keep up with people in the raid. That's when you know something's wrong and you got to stop. Take a break.
Yeah, well, breaks are good, Mark. That's, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. But unfortunately, it then makes you feel like you're not going to catch up with all the other things that are going on. So,
I kind of had to reevaluate what I wanted out of the game. So, you know.
Yeah. And that's not a bad thing. Because
a friend started WoW. One of my friends just started playing WoW about 6 weeks ago. Mm. And he started a character. And just watching him level to 110, like as quickly as he did, get straight to 890 item level, practically get 10 out of 10 heroic. And, you know, he's not even in a guild. It just shows that you don't need can get what you want out of the game, but you don't need to be tied down to a raiding schedule. You know, he makes a pug when he wants, you know, he just gets things done. He doesn't need, he can do it whenever he wants, you know. And I looked at that and I thought, you know, I can do that. I can get what I want out of the game, but I don't need to be tied down to a schedule.
Yeah. And I suppose that's the good thing about this game, that there is so many different ways we can play it, you know. And as we ourselves change, so does how we play the game.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a factor of, I suppose, of what we've got. So, yeah, no, that's interesting. All right, Mark. Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing us up to date. And we will talk about the contest very shortly. But first off, Stone, what you been doing? What's been happening?
Not iron stuff. Because I needed a break. Well, I needed a break because I was going really hard on it. And I felt tired.
With your hunter?
Yeah. I felt a little bit tired, and I tried a couple times, and I think I got a couple levels, but I think he's at like 48, maybe 49 tops, but I'm sitting in Fellwood still at the bottom-ish. Mm. I think I just finished off the first hub, but when I felt the fatigue, I was like, I don't want to lose this character, so I need to do other stuff right now.
That's half the battle, knowing when to start, knowing when you're tired, just leaving it.
Yeah. Know when to fold, know when to walk away.
Yeah. He's not going anywhere. There's no rush.
No. Yeah. I shouldn't do that. I should, sorry, I'm messing around. No, sorry, I'm messing around with the show notes. I'll do this after. Never mind. I D3... I got my first ever character to level 70 in D3, and it's been out for how long? I thought it was funny that, you know, this thing's been out for years now, right? And this is my first ever max level tune, so I don't even know what pair gone stuff is. I have no idea. But anyways, you know, just so I did a little bit of reading and with the Phalanx of Nod, and it's a tighter knit group where there's not as much pressure to go hard, So they're still like doing heroics, but they got heroic Krosis down for the first time this past week, which was good for them. And personally, I'm a little bit higher than them, so I feel better to be able to help them, and there's some good folks there. And so it kind of took my mind off of my hunter and trying to level up Flip Table. And 7.2. I've been playing 7.2, so 7.2. I finished all the I finished the world quest, and I was like, okay, now what? Because there was nothing left, right? And then I go finish another one that pops up, and then it's like, okay, well, now what? So it's like this first week, it feels like they released it, but they're also testing the waters on what they released, which is not necessarily bad, but it kind of made the release have less oomph, right? Because you kind of expect to have I expected a little bit more. Maybe chapter one of the class or hall campaign, or chapter one and two. Like, I know they're doing one chapter a week, but I think hindsight being 2020, it's better to be good and iron out the bugs. For instance, all the raid bugs that are hitting, and
that Elisande.
Well, not just that one. The one Trillax, you're supposed to get out of the beam, and it didn't matter if you were inside the beam. As soon as the boss casts the beam, you could be way off on the other side. You are dead. It's like, what?
I didn't see that one.
It's like, oh man. Like, so you know, there's some problems, which is fair enough for patch day.
Elisande has some timing issues with the.
Oh yeah,
with the elementals, and you wouldn't have the blue bubble for when the things come out.
Ooh, oh, that's nice. I heard that there were some adds from her fight that would spawn on the Tichondrius fight. So adds from a completely different boss would spawn in a different boss's fight, and it's like, what? Like, what the heck's going on? Right. So I think that one's fixed. The Elisande stuff is all fixed, I think.
Yeah, it's all fixed.
Okay. Mm. So, you know, next week will be a normal week other than BlizzCon tickets. BlizzCon tickets go on sale on Wednesday, and that's right in the middle of the raid night. So actually our raid group is going to take a break so that we can go get tickets. I don't know if we're all going to try to get tickets for each other. I joined a little group that we're all going to try get things for each other. So, hopefully it will work. Hopefully one or the other will help out, and I'll buy some tickets if people need them. I'm not giving away freebie tickets because I can't afford it. I'm just saying that I'll buy them if you want me to buy one for you. I'll put your name on my list to buy one for you that you can reimburse me. That's what I mean. So yes, that was my week. That was a long talk for no ironing. Did you iron?
I've been busy.
Ooh.
I have been busy, which, yeah.
Well, how busy?
Yeah, let me tell you about it. It's a thing. It's a bit like, you know, with the challenge tunes. You've got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run. Pretty much the same thing as a challenge tune. When you're playing a challenge tune, you never count your money. That should be gold. When you're sitting at a table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
We're going to get sued. I cannot afford that.
I didn't sing it. I just said. Anyway. Yeah, I did. I actually played my big iron. I got on her and I was like, right, we're gonna do this, just go for it. So yeah, she's my Night Elf hunter that I've had in Hellfire, and I got her from 61 to 62. Yo, so I didn't die. Nice. Yo,
good.
So I've been questing in Hellfire, and I didn't have any real problems actually. I was just keeping an eye on the Fell Reaver, but the Fell Reaver seemed to pat everywhere.
Well, there's two of them, right?
Which was good. Yeah.
Like there's two, yeah. Right? One on one side, three. One on the other. Three? Really?
It's three.
I didn't know that. I thought there was only two.
I've got a little tip for the Fell Reaver. Okay.
Yeah.
For future tunes, if you want. What I usually do is when I'm in Hellfire, when I see the Fell Reaver, I'll click on him and then set focus, like you do on a tank or something in Raid. Set focus on him, and then wherever he is, you just click on that icon, you'll see him. You'll see his name bar anyway, if he's far off in the distance, or so you'll know where he is at all times. And when someone kills him, you can see that someone's killing him, and you'll know he's not around.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Thank you, Mark. That's nice. A good tip. I honestly didn't even think about the focus one. That's really good. So, yeah. So, but other than that, I hit 62. I got the quest to go over to head towards Zangarmarsh. So, I don't know. I'm in two minds that maybe I should go to Zanga and then come back to Hellfire, or whether I should stay in Hellfire. Like, Mark, what do you think? I'm not struggling because it's the Hunter, but I want to try and play smart, not stupid. So I don't know.
As for Hunters, I mean, it's a total different leveling experience within Irons. You can pretty much do Hellfire, then do Zangarmarsh, but on other characters, say a rogue or a mage, I would usually do up to a certain point in Hellfire and then go to Zangarmarsh, clear Zangarmarsh to a certain point. I never do the quests where you got to kill those sort of invisible mobs and you got to go up that tower and kill the elite up the top of the tower.
Yeah.
The totem guy. I don't do any of that. And then I'll go back to Hellfire, finish it off. And then I'll finish a few. I'll open up Sporogar, get the quests off them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll leave the cave till last. And the reason I do that is then once you've got them little guys to friendly, then they can't be targeted anymore. So you can't aggro them. So if you do any AoE in there, like a swipe off your pet or something like that, because that's what I find. Classes with pets usually have a bit of trouble in there, especially hunters.
Mm.
I've had trouble with hunters. Just don't do that cave until you've got the Sporogar to friendly, because then they're friendly. They're not targetable mobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you won't have any problems.
Well, yeah, I'll see. I mean,
you should be around 65. You should be around 65 at that point, and then go over to Terrakar.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'll see how it goes. I haven't even left Honor Hold. Like, I've still got the quests all around there. I haven't gotten to the other, to the other flight, the other place that I can pick up quests yet. So I didn't know if maybe I should just finish all the ones around there and head and pick up the flight path and, then go on or... Anyway, I'll see. It's interesting just to get different perspectives. I'll see what I got. But yeah, I mean, it was fine. I was quite happy to jump back on her, which was good. I didn't get time to get any bloodthirsties in because, real life and the patch hit. So again, grinding through, trying to get, like you, Marg, trying to get flying, like that's, I just want flying because I love to fly. Like, I just love to fly around on my toon and dive bomb mobs. That's my main thing I love to do on later.
I just know because I'm a bit of a completionist. Once I've got something, I want it all. But I just know for a fact that when it gets to a low point, when this expansion's been out for a while, I'll want to get all the class mounts. I just know it's going to happen. I'm going to do it.
Yes, it will. Yeah. Anyway, I keep thinking I'll cross that bridge.
There's just so much to do. It's just overwhelming.
That's exactly right. There is so much to do. And even for us alcoholics, it is still kind of like, wow, there's, you know, because we've got so many things going on all at once, which is crazy. A crazy good, but it's still a bit crazy. So anyway, alrighty. So that's been our weeks in WoW. So thanks, guys, for sharing that. Stone.
Yes.
Let's do it.
You're lucky my mouth was empty. Wow, it's not going to play now.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
That's on my SSD.
There we go.
And it should be like, it shouldn't be like, oh, I got to think about what you want to do. No.
Yeah, but your video was being weird before, so maybe it's just all being... Thank you, Azzy. I wasn't going to say what Azzy said, but that's... I was so thinking that, but I thought if I say that, that's going to be really, really bad.
So I need some more of my wonderful...
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can't, because you're going to talk. Because I'm going to say, patch 7.2 is released! Stone!
Yep.
And he's too busy eating. Anyway.
Stuff happened. And I don't think anybody died, right? I don't think anybody died. But they actually made two changes. One was, I didn't even know this happened until somebody had told us about it, was that archaeology mob spawns. So you know how you go dig and then like a mob will spawn.
Mm-hmm.
So now they can be killed by anyone. So, I mean, now there's more incentive for if a passy has one, there will be more incentive for somebody to come and kill it because they can loot it. So before it was like, okay, well, if these things spawned, they should have been gray, right? And then you get no loot because it's not yours. But now, apparently, it's up to 5 people can loot. So pacifists, just, you know, keep an eye out. So it's a little bit different. I mean, it doesn't change things a whole lot other than people will be more likely to try to attack it. That's all.
I'm not sure they... guy that got 110, I don't think he actually did archaeology, did he?
I don't know if I do archae. Yeah, I don't think I'd do archae after...
What? I wouldn't be going to Legion doing archae.
No, I don't think.
There's too many mobs. Like, 9 out of 10 dig sites are going to be where mobs are, and there is no way you're going to be able to take
even,
them.
Well, even mists. I mean, mists actually start to spawn them, right? And... I mean, if I were going to play it, I don't think I would. So, yeah. Basically what this means is that you'll get, you have a higher chance of getting kills, even though you didn't kill it, because other people will want to kill it so they can loot it.
Yeah.
And you're going to get flagged for it. And you're already, and we already have it at 10, right? So, and that's still fairly high. But so hopefully, you know, just keep, Team Lita Koala. In the photo for Lita Koala this week, we have her at Roscoe's, which is a chicken and waffle house.
Chicken and waffles. Yum.
It was okay. I will say I had some, and
I've never had chicken and waffles.
I never have either.
Sounds good.
And when I had it, it was okay. I've
had bacon with pancakes. Oh my god!
Bacon and pancakes. I think I would do. Yeah, I would do that a lot more.
Yeah,
I would go for that versus.
It's so good.
Anyway, so. The other thing that came out was that a change came out that mobs' health were scaling based on your eye level. Jesus, Stone. That should be my new priest character. So If I could change it, I would, believe me. So basically, it's not a big issue for us because our high level is not a big deal. It shouldn't be high anyways. And, they don't decrease past their 1.0 4 million health, and I was even on a character that was eye level 830 and it wasn't going past that, so nothing to worry about for us. So other than that, I don't really think that there is anything else. I mean, other than folks staying off the servers because it was patch day and stuff, you know, that's probably wise. But I think I heard more issues more with the raids versus ships and stuff like that, because wasn't it 7.1 where the ships weren't quite going to places, or was that 7.0? Because I remember
that was a while ago.
That was in Legion.
That was 7.0.
That's when Legion first launched, right? That the ships were like, oh, I'm supposed to go from Stormwind over to
and the Zeps. There was still issues with the Zeppelins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's been a while. Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that, so.
No.
Okay. Have you heard
anything? All right.
No?
Well.
No? Have you heard anything about it? No?
Nope.
Okay, all right. All right, so.
Go back to eating your hickory sticks. It's okay. You've still got some. Marg, what are we going to do with him, honestly? Anyway. All right. So how about we talk about some site news? Beep, 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 beep. That's my intro. There you go. Don't choke, Stone. Don't choke. All right. It's that time, people. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm doing the sound effects. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We've got Marg here. Don't look at me like that. We've got Marg here because we have got a contest! Yay! So, Marg, tell us all about it. What's happening with our contest?
Okay. So, the last contest, I think, went quite well. I think you'll agree.
Yeah. So, Frozen was awesome.
Yeah. So, we started off with majors, which, I mean, it's not the season iron, where they'll probably find all specs fairly on the same level. But majors are quite hard in the scale of things, maybe for people that aren't used to it. So I thought I'd go with a more easier class this time. So we're going to go for the Old Faithful Hunter.
Old Faithful?
Yep, the Old Faithful. So like I said before, I want to go for like an underplayed class or underplayed race. So I looked at the Horde and Alliance races and on the charts that Stone's got, see what the underplayed races are. So I saw it was Goblins and Gnomes.
Yeah.
So and I thought that was pretty cool because Gnomes are quite recently been Hunters.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah. So I come up with the title, and I thought Arrow to the Knee was
which is awesome.
Quite apt, yeah.
Yes.
So rule one, it's iron rules, the usual iron rules. So Hunter, you can be any spec you like. At level 10, you can change spec. But the important thing here is you must keep your original pet. Now, goblins start with a crab, and gnomes start with a mechanical bunny. I talked to Stone to see if he could track this, and he can. If you tame another pet, you will be red flagged.
Okay.
You will only be red flagged within the competition. Don't worry, you're not red flagged in the actual iron standings.
Yep. Okay.
So, yeah. So that's it. That's. We'll go for a nice easy one this time.
So one of the changes that we did too was that we set it so that you can add your character to the contest anywhere from level 10 to 20. This contest is only for 2 weeks, starting right now, so you can add your tune to it.
Right now, people.
And it runs until the beginning of the show on April the 15th, so 2 weeks from now. And I think Marg agrees in that, you know, we only had it 2 weeks this time because leveling a hunter is fairly easy compared to a mage. So we would expect if you were to die, like, you should be able to get back to that point fairly quickly, yep. Right? So we don't need to have 3 weeks. We can do the two and make it quick and dirty.
It's the show title.
Quick and dirty.
Quick and dirty. Well, that's one. I'm writing that one down. Okay, so we're running this 2 weeks. It's going to end when we go live at 7 p.m. Eastern on the 15th of April.
Yep.
So anyone who's leveling after that, it's just for the competition. It's just up until that point, and you will run the stats, and Marg will be back to announce who the winner is. Don't forget, people, that 2 weeks, it's starting now. Chat room's like, is it now? Is it now? And we're like, yes! Go! Make your tune. Goblin or gnome? Goblin or gnome?
Goblin or gnome. Yes, you can change the spec for your pet. And yes, you can change specs on your character. You just cannot... You just cannot tame another pet. Yeah, I think if you were to dismiss your default pet and then go retame it, I don't know what will happen. I wouldn't even try. But we are checking your pets. So even if you tame something else and don't use that, you will still get DQ'd.
Changing pet specs is okay, Crystal.
You should only have one, because on the page you have three squares almost to fill with pets. Mm-hmm. And if two of them are filled up, you're going to get red flagged.
Yep.
Even if you haven't used that pet.
Yeah.
Yep. So just keep your original pet. Don't tame anything. And it's purely for the 2 weeks. It's for this challenge. Yeah. Yep. If you survive through the challenge, sorry, not if. When you survive through the challenge and it comes back to being a normal iron, sure, then normal rules apply. But for these next 2 weeks, people, it is only these rules. If you get red flagged, you're out. So you either delete, start again, whatever you want to do. But for this contest, if you want to be in this contest, you need to stay green flagged.
Yep.
Now, prize? Did you talk about the prize?
Nope. We're going to get into that. Okay. Basically, the only person that is not allowed to win this prize is the person that won last week. And I don't know. We're not going to change it for this one, but I might change it for next ones.
Oh, I forgot to say that. Yeah.
No, it's okay. That shouldn't be for you to say. That should be me to
have
the black hat on. Well, you know, it's so the reasoning for that is that I want to spread the wealth a little bit more in order to be able to let more people play more people win. Okay. Not just have one person win every single time. I might look at that again though. However, for this one, it does not change. So the only person that cannot win the prize would be Zaya. However, he is allowed to play, and if he wins, that's
because he still goes on the Wall of Honor
for him. Yeah. So last time I was able, not for the last contest, but for a contest like a year ago or something. Mm-hmm. Basically, what happened was that Amazon shipped me a book, and it didn't get here. And so I asked them, I'm like, what's going on? And they said, we'll just ship you a new one. Okay. And then I'm like, okay, great. So I got the second one. And then the next night I got the original book. So I went back to them and I said, do you want me to return this? And they're like, no, it's okay. Great. Guess what happened again this time? I swear, it's not a purpose. I pre-ordered Warcraft, World of Warcraft, the World of Warcraft Chronicles, Volume 2. This guy right here.
Go die.
I pre-ordered it, and it shipped out. It shipped. It showed that it shipped. And I watched it, and it showed that it got delivered to my house at 8:31 p.m. And I'm like, oh, that's funny, because I'm...
8:31? Who delivers at 8:31 at night?
Exactly. Plus, I'm home, so nobody came up, you know, to our door. There was no there's no tag to say, hey, we missed you. Come over to our place and come and get your stuff, right? Nope, nothing. So I went back and I filed a complaint with Amazon, because this company was somebody I've never heard of. It's Landmark Global. I've never heard of these guys before. So I sent in the complaint and they shipped one out. I got it in 2 days. And 2 days later, I got another box on my doorstep that was half opened. So they delivered the original box to somebody on my court. And somebody on my court got this box and checked it and was like, eh, I don't want this. And gave it back to me. So I've got two.
Even
I've got mine.
Even though it's got your name on it and everything.
It was opened.
You've got
some really trusting neighbors. It was opened. Yeah. Fantastic. And, you know, to think I live on a court where we all know each other, maybe not so well. And if this is... And there's actually two people that play WoW that live on my court that sometimes watch. Come on. I don't think it would be them, right? So, yeah. So basically, I have a free copy of Warcraft Chronicle 2, which is awesome.
So that's the prize.
Wow, I got some glare because of...
Yeah, you've got glare.
I've got
three
screens up.
Tilt it down. Tilt the book down.
Hold on. Let me... There. Okay. No. Anyways, it is sealed up still, and as far as I can see, it looks pretty good.
So
basically, first place will be able to win that. If you don't want that, which is okay, because you might already have this, and you may not want to get it, and you know,
gift it. That's fine. Just saying.
If you don't want this, let me know. What we are willing to do is what we did last time is give you a $25 gift something to anything on Blizzard or Steam. So if you like want a $25 mount, we'll buy you a mount. If you want two pets, yeah, it's $20 because, you know, tax and the exchanges and all that. Let me know. If you don't want this book and you win, let me know and we will work something out. But I'm looking at about $25. Is that it? This is open to anybody
anyone.
US and the EU. Not anybody. Not US servers.
US?
EU servers.
Yep.
Not
EU.
Taiwan. Mm-hmm. Not Asia. Okay? Because I don't even track their stuff. You have... So when you go add your character, what I will do is...
Yep.
Something.
So there'll be a under the contests, I'm assuming. I haven't quite looked on the website at the moment. But normally we've got a contest place and you go to the contest. I'm just telling the chat room so they know where to go. To have a look, and don't forget, you can enter your tune anywhere from level 10 to level 20.
Yeah.
Within those whole 10 levels, you can enter them. Most of us will normally do it, you know, fairly straight away. But just in case, if you're too busy leveling Zorts. And you're like, I don't want to log out, I just want to keep going.
Zorts.
Okay. So, hey, Zorts is going to rock it.
So,
rock it.
I have this up on our screen right now. You guys won't be able to tell, but it's on the stream. So basically, all that you would do is that you go to Iron Man, add a character, add in your character name, realm and region, and enter. You have to enter in your email address. I delete the email addresses after the prize has successfully arrived. I don't like keeping this stuff. And you must click opt in. If you do not click opt in, or you don't put these two in, your character will be added, but you won't be entered into the contest. From what I've done with testing, I think even if you added your character to our main lists, if you were to come back in here and add again and enter everything incorrectly, it should list you. If it does not, let me know and we can help you out. To show the list of, we already have Iron Azzy as the winner, or is winning, sorry, is winning, and at level 10, and second place is Eisen Gherkin is in first. Actually, you know what? No, the crown should not be on Azzy, because the first place should be on Azzy. The crown should be only for his Zaya Monk. So right now, I'll worry about this later on tonight. I'll fix it, but we'll have it working by tomorrow for sure. But your character you should see in this list. Okay. Other than that, good luck. And Marg, I'm very excited, and I really I really like the effort that you're putting into. Not just kind of pushing it with everybody on Twitter. Dang it. Because that's one part I kind of don't do a lot is I don't necessarily push a lot of the bigger names because I just don't. So doing that for us, it really helps us a lot. Like, and so thank you so much for that, but also for, you know, like you've got the contest pretty much nailed down for two for sure. We've talked about, right. And then, you know, and if you have more, awesome.
Well, I'm coming up with new things all the time, obviously, cause you put in new challenges. Yeah.
So thank you.
Tin Man, you can do something around that, and you know, that's things I didn't know about a couple of months ago. So
thank you very much for your help, for sure.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, Stone. Good luck, Stone.
And also, I noticed you said it was 2-1 to Lita, but it's actually 2-1 to you, Stone. Looking back. Because I looked through all the old stand-ins, and you won the first one, which was the free-for-all.
Yep.
The one I won.
Yep.
You won that one against Lita. Lita won the Pally one.
Yes.
And then I won the last one.
The last one,
and he won the mage one, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so yes, it's 2-1 to
start. 2 to him, 1 to me, yes.
So you got to put it out of the bag, yeah?
I do, which is anyway, we will see.
No more. Are you a gnome kind of girl, or are you a goblin?
I'm going gnome.
You like the horde, don't you?
Oh. I do, but I'm not doing. I am not doing goblin starting.
I'll be very surprised if I see any goblins.
Yeah, I'm like, nope, I'm going gnome, and I've got
Zorts
and pigtails. Thank you very much.
What about Zorts? Zorts usually goes goggle. Obla, right? Because
again, I'll do stats and that. I'll compare, you know, some stats like I did last time with the mage.
Okay.
Marg won the original contest that we had that was free for all, right? And you won that with a monk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Which was awesome.
And you were posting up screenshots to say, like, look,
I'm not using the buff.
I've completed the quest, and I don't have the buff, right? You know, Zorts says that the goblin starting zone is a nightmare on Iron. Okay, so Zorts might not be going goblin then.
Okay, it'll be interesting to see. So, as I said, good luck, everyone. So, yeah. let's really bring this to, you know, give it a really good go for 2 weeks. And don't forget, just even if you lose a toon, you can still roll another one and give it a go, because anything can happen.
Yes.
Anything can happen, even at the last moment.
The
just
end
look at the last
our,
contest.
Yeah, the end of the last one shocked me. Absolutely shocked me. I was like, really?
I'm probably shocked.
Absolutely, sure. Because, well, no one expects it, right?
Come on, Nisi.
So.
You can play in this one. Come do it. Come on.
Well, yeah, Nisi will be happy for the next contest. Let's just say that.
She's going to give it a go, I think. Anyway, all right. How about we go on to State of the Challenges? And Marg, I will get you to do the irons, please.
Okay. So we've got Yorkner at 77. We've got D-driven Drew, and that's Never Dodge Druid on 77. We got 73 on 85. We got Never Died PRT, which is Never Dodge Priest, it was on 90. We got Bazster at 94. We got 8 at 101. We got Azaloon at 101. We got Never Died Shah, which is Never Died Shaman, at 103. We got Aspire Clieto at 104. And we got D-driven W, which is his warlock, at 108. So he's certainly certainly doing it.
Four.
Druid, priest, shaman, warlock. Yeah.
My gosh, Never Died. You.
He's already got 3 maxes. So.
My goodness, yes.
He's nearly there. He
amazing.
I look up to him.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah. Well done. Okay, let me do the blood. So for this week, we've got Yardglass died at 37. Oh, Soul Shield hit 39. Conjured Soul hit 41. Zaya Blood, oh no, died at 46. No. Genetics hit 52. Bloody Checks hit 52. Kill Stuff Frog hit 54. Sebastiana died at 57. Bent Grinder. Oh, we've got a double Bent Grinder. It's 62 on both.
Hold on.
Tunes.
It's not 62 on both tunes. That's my fault. Oh. That's me having a brain fart. Hold on. Let me pull it up right now. Yay. Stone has a brain fart. Okay, so the first character is level 62.
Okay.
For like the next character is 78.
Okay.
Yeah.
78.
Yeah.
Well done, Bent Grinder. No wonder. Yeah. But still, 62 and a 78. Well done. Commiserations, of course, to a few bloods that we lost this week. Sorry, guys.
Shoot.
It's been a little bit of a rough week for the bloods. All right, let's see how our pacifists are going.
Okay, we got Lucy Lynn Passy at 40. We got Thule 6 at 42. We got Harry Up at 44. We got Harmless, who died at 46. We got High Five at 50. We got Organ Grinder at 56. We got Snuffle Tips at 66. And we got Ferillion at 70. No, yeah. And that's it. Is that? Oh, no. We got Flower next Child page. Next page. We got Flower Child at 72, and we got Inapt Iron at 90.
Wow, Inapt nice. Iron. Well done. Commiserations, guys, on what do we lose? Just one this week.
Just one,
but well done, pacifist. And you know what? Dark Moon Fest starts tonight. Just saying. Dark Moon Fair. All right.
Tasty.
Tins! Stone!
Tin, we have Scryphoniatus, hits level 62. Iron Palavix, which is Rogue Slayer, it hits level 64. Mm-hmm. I didn't notice her Iron Capper in here, which, I was ready to give her the, I was ready to bug her about it. So, Awayan hits level 70 and still hasn't died yet. Baztur is at level 72, still only with one death. And Abolic is level 74, also has not died yet. Trickster, Jester, hits level 75, also hasn't died. Lucy Lynn is newly added to the list at level 78 with one death. Iron Sylvia hits level 82 and died twice more. Zaya Monk is new to the list at level 97 with two deaths. And Iron Stevo, who is a former Iron Champion...
is Yufali.
Yes, is Yufali. Is new to the Tin Man list at level 100 with one death. Now,
yes.
I don't think we said anything about her last week because I thought she died this week and it didn't get picked up on my list because it should have.
She died.
It was
she died a long time ago.
Oh, did she? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I know she got was
on
asking
her, she got on Orion, and because she's been playing Alliance on her main, what she did was she forgot she was playing a Horde character and she flew into an Alliance camp.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that was a couple months. That would have been a good couple months ago. Yeah,
okay.
That it happened, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
And I think she just was so upset that logged off and was like, I can't. Yeah. So, you know, the good thing about Tins is you can obviously bring these back, like Zaya, you know, Zaya Monk's there and now she can keep going on Iron Stevo, which is good.
Yep.
Well done, guys. All right. Speed to 60.
Any 60 thing? For the first time since we started to track it, there's no changes to our top 10.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I'm not going.
But Easter's coming. Azzy, just saying.
Oh.
Easter's in a couple weeks.
I was like, what?
Just saying, no pressure.
What does Easter have to do with anything? If you can physically sit there and do it, go for it. If you cannot, don't do it. Okay?
Which is me. Yeah.
Yes. I mean, as much as I was trying to level up hard on my hunter, I never once thought I'm going for this thing. It wasn't like that. It was... I'm going hard.
Can we have a slowest to 60? I'd probably win that. I reckon I could really win a slowest to 60.
We could do a slowest 60 to 70.
Technically.
You'd probably win that.
Yeah, I've got to get the 60 first. Fuck.
No, on your hunter.
Oh, on my hunter. Yeah.
Yeah. Burn.
Slowest 60 to 70.
That was nice. That was nice.
That's okay. I take my time, and now I've got another hunter that I've got to level up. So, you know, you get these things happen. But anyway, congratulations everyone, all the challenges this week, those that didn't even make the list, good job everyone. Commiserations, of course, to those that we lost, and hope everyone has a better week. And again, good luck with the contest challenges. Let's really give this a good go. I'm going to log into my gnome a little bit later. So very exciting. All right, let's get on to chit chat. Lucky I said that right. I said it really fast without thinking. Okay, this is where you can ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people about potential disastrous areas quests and all that kind of thing. And Marg, you've given us some really good tips, which has been fantastic. Thank you for that focus one in particular for the Fel Reaver. I really, really like that. And Crystal asked, of course, about the getting from what was it? From Winter Spring over to Swamp of Sorrows, which is good to know. Good to know, because, you know, we're all going to get that level and we're going to get up to there. So, that's excellent. First one, I'll get Marg. Can I get you to take that one, please?
Okay, this is on Discord from Mr. Cartman. He says, are you allowed to use your artifact weapon when you get to Legion content?
Nope.
You can
do the quest, but you have to unequip it as soon as you get it equipped. So you can do that one quest so that you can unlock stuff, but besides that, nope. Nope.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we really want to take the tombs to the legion area anyway?
Well, and they were also saying that it wasn't really in our rules, and I'm like, well, it kind of gets covered by the gear rules. You can't equip anything higher than white, so.
But I would actually like to see someone do it. If you can actually get an artifact weapon on an iron,
I mean,
fair play to you.
If
obviously
you
still can't use it, but
yeah,
you know,
I would say if you were on a Tin Man and you had tons of deaths, Iron Capper. Just saying.
She's gonna so slap.
I know she is. I know she is. I know.
I'm gonna let her video and stick it on.
She knows I'm bugging because that's how this is how I've grown up. I don't know how to express my feelings, so the way that I do it is by poking fun. I rib them.
I poke the bear.
You're not allowed to equip.
Mark, I hope you've taken notice. I'm writing down a heap of show titles for you.
You're not allowed to equip the weapon on any challenge. Okay, I'm just saying. Yes. If you wanted to throw away a challenge tune because you're like, okay, I'm done. All right, fine. Try that out because I don't know if I could do that. Like getting up that far would take so long that I think I would want to finish 10, right, without having to break any rules. So if you feel so inclined, I'd probably be better on a 10. I'm just saying, okay? But, you know.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure
if
someone
you feel
will give
that
it a
way,
go.
You know, let us know. And
well, where's you've got Zion Monk at 97 on the tin, and of course, Iron Stevo. You just don't know.
Hold on. So Zaya says, if you do the quest for a spec, but do it on a different spec, it won't auto equip. That's right. That's
quest
right.
Spec,
if you do the artifact weapon quest for Frost. However, if you are in a fire spec, it won't equip the frost weapon because it's not allowed to. That's very interesting.
Put it this way, I've done the mage artifact weapon quest on a normal tomb, and I died about 20 times. So
yeah,
really?
Good luck.
Really.
It's rough doing this scenario. I know doing it on my priest was, I don't even know how many times I died. So I honestly can't see getting through that as an iron. Like I just don't see, cause it was rough on and I use loosely, you know, air quotes for geared. My priest, but yeah, it was horrible on her. So good luck to anyone who does give it a go. I suppose we will see what happens.
Well, we know that two people give it a go, and it didn't work out very well.
Okay. No, exactly. Alrighty. Good question, though. Thank you for that. So guild chat, there was a question. Can a pacifist do daily pet battles? No pet battles. No pet battles, none, zero, zip, nada. Zilch. Did I use that one? I'm not sure if I used
correct.
That one. But
And it's also in our rules, so.
Yep, no pet battles allowed at all for your challenge turns. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Yes.
Next one, Marg. What have we got?
Okay, so someone asked me on Twitter, if Legion Invasions give easy rep like they did pre-patch, would that be allowed for a level 100 if it worked the same way? Or seen as leeching easy rep?
Well, they said the...
Or will it be allowed to... as it was pre-patch?
sorry.
Legion's invasion is coming when?
It's coming starting Tuesday. So what they said in the Q&A a week and a half ago, a week from this past Thursday, I guess, was that they said that the Legion invasions that are coming now, that are coming on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, it will be giving easy XP, but it won't be like you can sit there in the Legion, like in the invasion area and just collect XP. So yeah. it shouldn't be as easy as it was before, where you can just kind of sit there and be like, yay, I hit max level and all I had to do was sit here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I think we had a couple, but anyways, they still run that risk of being possibly attacked. So, I mean, sure, you might think you might find a good spot, but that's what they say, that it shouldn't be as easy.
Yeah, because I was kind of hoping that they would put in like a zone-wide debuff or something. If you're not doing anything, like say in PvP, if you just stand there, you get kicked out of the PvP thing. if you're inactive, I was hoping maybe they'd put something like that in. Or like a debuff. If you're not doing anything for 5 minutes, you get like a tick on you and your life starts going down. Something like that.
Wow.
Wow. I like it, man. That's kind of cool. But, I couldn't see him doing that. Could you imagine the forest?
Just to get people doing it, you know? Because I could see that the invasions are being put in, much like last time, so it's an easy way to level up alts.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a way to get your alts leveled up real quick.
I took my dwarf over, and we were doing on one of the girls' nights, and we got something like 7 levels in, I don't know, it was like 40 minutes. Like, it was crazy. And we're running around, you know, killing the demons that are falling. It's not like we were just sitting there. We were certainly participating. But the fact is, we got this, you know, amazing amount of XP and leveling within a really short period of time, which was kind of cool. But I don't think it's fair play to be able to go into a zone, not do anything, and sit there and get free XP. Yeah. Admittedly, you know, it's they had better not have that now, because I don't think that's fair play. Do you guys think that's fair play? I certainly don't. However, it was something that was there, and people had the ability to use it. But I hope it is not there now.
If there was... Okay, so one of the problems was with the old way was that there was apparently a certain spot that you could sit in and never get touched, ever. That, to me, is no good. If you wanted to risk getting the extra XP and actually be in the fight, I have no problem with that because you're putting yourself at the risk.
Yeah.
So I think if you were just sitting there doing nothing, then I have a problem with that because I don't think it's really in the spirit of the challenge. But
But
we can't track it, so I'm not really going to go and start to red flag folks, right? So
That's still fine, think right? that if you're going to play a game and you play it fair, and maybe it's just, you know, again, you can't expect everyone to follow the same principles as what you would do. But if you're going to do something, then, you know, do it right. So if you're going to participate to get XP, then go kill something.
Like I was saying to you earlier as well, though, there's that stigma attached to Legion. Also, if you are going to participate in the Legion invasions, then you're not going to be doing it on your own. You're going to be tagging things up. People are tagging. There's a bit of a stigma attached to that. Yeah. So there's a kind of a two layers to it. Mm-hmm. You can sit there and do nothing, or you can get involved. But if you get involved, you're tagging things other people are tagging. You're not exactly taking the mobs down yourself. Yeah. So, yeah.
See, I think, yeah, okay, anyway, this could be a whole nother show, but I had one child escape from my basement.
Yeah, lucky you.
Well, he had to go pee.
If someone anyway. Just tuned in, that could be yeah. taken out of context.
Well,
what podcast is this?
I mean, we've been talking that, you know, I've got my family in the basement and they're not allowed out yeah. until the show's over. So yeah, mm-hmm. but the mm-hmm. basement, that they're sitting on a couch watching a movie, having snacks. They're all good.
Sure they are. Sure they are.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Excellent. All right. So am I going to...
No.
I put myself down for the next one.
Yeah, I did. But can I do it? No, sorry. Can I okay. bring yeah, it yeah. in? No. Can I bring it in?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to sure. screw it up. I just want to bring it in. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to do the pun of the week. Durr's pun of the week. He didn't like send it to me directly, but it's something he said in Discord chat. And I was like, oh... Can I use this? And he's like, yes. I'm like, okay. So I'm not saying we can do it every week, but, you know, if he happens to throw one out there at us, you know, cool. Okay? Cool? Cool. So, Lita. Mm-hmm. Lita.
Okay. All right. So, Stir says, saw a review on Twitter the other day. It was a book review for Black Holes. 0 stars.
I'm not a really big pun fan, but that one, because I love space and physics, and so I
like black
oh holes. Man with I love black holes, and it was sure, just like
it's off one here.
It's like, man,
there's no catch up.
So
anyway, yeah. Stir's just like snicker. Excellent. All right. Very cool.
Yeah.
All righty. So, am I reading this one?
Yes.
I thought.
No.
Okay. All right. So from the chat room, apparently a little bit earlier, Zortz had said to Stir, do you have life insurance policies on the Challenge Guild members? And Stir says, only on high risk toons. Zortz, Azzy, Zaya, and new players. Well played, sir. Well played.
Burn.
One to Stir. Actually, two to Stir. That was good. I like that.
Azzy yes, was Azzy, supposed to do an Aussie one, but we didn't get one.
Excellent.
Marg, do you want to do the next question? From Iron Gnome. I mean, it was just asked the question. I just yeah. added it.
So it says here, from the Iron Gnome, can you use the chauffeur Mechano-Hog or
yes.
Mecha-Hog?
Yes. It's the chauffeur one, yeah. Yeah. And
because I know you before Legion, you wasn't allowed.
So. Yes. When we did, I think, just after Legion...
Mm-hmm.
When we were trying to keep things as simple as we can, Durr had basically come up with a bunch of rules. I was like, let's keep it fairly easy and fairly simple, because really the leveling experience between 1 and 20 doesn't make a large impact on what you do in the end game. So yeah.
It was more of an inconvenience, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Or so, a convenience.
Stir says, by the way, contest is good for the Worm Rest Accord server / guild. 5 new hunters playing as we speak, which is cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I was saying to you, Monastone, that I was a bit worried about this contest falling just after the patch. I was a bit worried that people might be a bit more involved in playing the game.
Yeah, I mean,
you know
we were building these contests around the world events, and
yeah,
it just so happened
nice
that
to have a break. It really is nice to have a break, because like we were talking earlier, a lot of us can get really overwhelmed with the stuff that we need to do for our mains. And sometimes it's nice to take a step back and be like, oh, I'm just going to go play my challenge tune and not die. That's pretty much it. So I think it's good. I think it'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we had 80 80 in the last contest, so it'd be nice to
break that.
Which is a lot.
Let's break that. Absolutely. All right. So we've got a joke from Azzy. All right. When is a bear not a bear? If he doesn't have the right qualifications. Booyah. Oh, Azzy, good one. Thank you. Oh. I'm done and I'm out.
Wow.
Qualifications. Anyway, awesome.
I need to go get another beer.
No, come on. Let's finish the show.
Okay,
let's
so, okay, actually, this is a good question too.
I've got a gnome to level.
Okay, come on. It won't matter. There's a good. So there's a good question here in the chat that I think would be good on the podcast because we haven't really talked about this a ton for the Iron Man Challenge. Is there from Kebabino? Yeah, that's got to be it. For the Iron Man Challenge, is there a way to prevent my tune from accidentally clicking higher quality armor or food or potions? No, there is nothing. There is an add-on out there that will prevent you from clicking something, but it doesn't really apply to everything that affects us. You just really gotta watch. You gotta really watch. You get one accidental green equip, but that's about it.
So. Just make sure you're not selling things. If you've got like a mobile seller, one that's walking around, because he might walk off and then you go to sell it.
Yep. Oh. Yep. Yeah, it's happened. That hasn't happened to me. I sold stuff to a training vendor, to a trainer as trying to learn my riding skills, and I sold stuff to them. However, I didn't sell stuff. Mm-hmm. I actually equipped it. So
we remember.
That was not a good one. Okay, so thank you to everybody that supports us through Patreon. And even if you don't support us through Patreon, it's okay because life is tough and I understand. But if you do, thank you very much because it does help us pay for servers because server is this month it was because of the conversion it was $230. Anyways, so it ranges between $220 and $230 right now. So basically, anybody that supports us at the $5 or higher level, we will read your name out on the show, unless you don't want us to. I might trump that though if I feel very strongly about it. Yeah, just saying. But if you feel very strongly about it too, then let me know. So for right now we have Azylan, awesome trousers, Bart, Chris N, Gotrick, Lissan, Mike H, and Pandora. I'm missing one. I think we have Cell. Maybe. Yeah, I think we have a person named Cell, and maybe that person's not in my list, and I don't know why. Because
well, thank you, everyone.
Pandora, Patreon was doing the bad things. I'm pretty sure that's Cell. So Cell is on this list, and thank you very much, and thank you to the persons that don't want me to read their names on the air. I'm looking at you. You know who you are. Oh, I never said you. I just said you.
I didn't. I just said
And then you said me.
I didn't say me. I said just you're saying. Not looking at them. That's what I'm
so,
saying.
So
anyway, whatever. Burn.
Whatever. I do what I want.
Whatever. Cartman.
So. Wrapping up. Our next show, I gotta let the family out of the basement. Our next show, I don't know what movie they're watching because we downloaded what was it? How to Tame Creatures or something like that, or Dangerous Creatures, the Harry Potter one. But I'm like, no, that's not
Fantastic
for kids.
Beasts.
Fantastic Beasts, yeah, that's but that's not Thank for you. Their age. Maybe a little bit older. I think like 12 or so. It should be yeah. fine from what I heard. But they're not that age. So wrapping up, our next show is Saturday, April the 8th, 7 p.m. North American Eastern Standard Time, which is Sunday, April the 9th, which is Lita time and Australian Eastern time, because
Yay,
now you're
Australia's
the same.
Yeah, on one time zone. Yeah, yeah. Well, the East Coast.
And which Yay. Is 12 a.m. British summer time, which is 1 a.m. Central European time, because Margathon and I had to freaking time zones and daylight savings. Like,
champion for getting up late.
I mean, oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness. It's like, it's Thank almost 2 a.m. It's like 1:35. Okay. Yeah. Leela Zors will finally be with us.
Yes.
I'm very excited because I've been trying to get her on for like a long time. I'm also trying to get Never Died on, and just timing. Timing isn't it?
Yeah, you definitely need to get him on. I'd like to hear his stories.
We would love to chat with him. Absolutely.
And Marg, thank you. Thanks, man. Thank you. I mean, it's been like a month since you were on. A month. 3 months since
Yeah.
A month. I meant like
it's been a little while.
Anyway, so it's been like three months since you've been on. And if it wasn't for the contest, I personally would have waited a little bit more because I knew you were going to be closer to having your all of your tunes to 100. But it's absolutely good to have you on. So we're gonna have to get you on in like a month or so. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. But don't lose any tunes, right? Because
no, I won't.
Okay. Good.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'll try not to.
All right. Okay. Good. All right. Well, Mark, do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Okay. I'm on Twitter at Margathon 1981, and that's it, really. That's the only way.
No
worries. We'll have a link up there.
Did you have a plug or something that somebody say, or is somebody you're supposed to plug somebody? I'm just saying, just asking. No.
It me.
Yeah, there's somebody in the chat room that's saying, "Hey man, plug me, Dormy 1966." I think he knows.
One last question. Is Marg in the new comp? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, maybe.
No, I'm not in the competition. I banned myself.
You make, yes. I yes. make, you them. Make I the competition.
I don't involve myself in them.
That's right.
You know, I've got to get everyone a chance, haven't I?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. very nice.
Drop
just
the mic.
One tip. Don't forget, people, when you log into your character that you've made, don't forget to go to the social tab in the interface and put display only character achievements to others. Yep. Tick that box.
Yep.
Okay, just that's my PSA. I've said it. All right. So where can you find us? Let's see. We have a website, which is wowchallenges.com. Don't forget, you can send emails to Stone and I. We love to get emails. Well, we love to get nice emails.
Yes.
Anyway, podcast at wowchallenges.com, as well as we have a Twitter account, which is at wowchallenges. We have a Discord server, which Stone will put the link in the Discord channel if anyone's interested. I'm not reading it.
No. Hold on.
But the link is on the website.
Hold on. It wasn't in this one. What? Hold on. Hold the phone. I'm doing it live right now.
I'm holding the phone. I'm holding Skype phone. Like, open.
Oh, man.
Yeah, forget log out, log back in, Nisi, when you do that.
I am. Where did it go? Are you kidding?
I don't know.
I created a tiny URL for it.
Oh. Well, next show, have it organized, Stone.
I added it to the notes.
Okay. I did not. Well, it's not there.
I know it's not there. Man, what is going on?
You lost it. Anyway, we also have a Facebook, which is at facebook.com/wowchallenges. And don't forget, you can check out the show on YouTube, which is youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That is the number one. We are live every week on Twitch. So come say hi and tell us about what challenges you've been running. We would love to hear it. So that is twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
There.
Okay.
Can you read this?
Tiny what? tinyurl.com/irondiscord. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought if we made it WoW Chow and just Discord, it would be a little bit too long. I mean, I was going to do WoWch Discord, but...
Yeah, but it's not just the irons.
No, I know, but...
Okay, whatever.
Fine.
Whatever.
I wanted something short.
Anyway, there is a tiny URL thing there. If you're... Anyway, come to Discord. Come say hi. We chat. We pay out on Stone. And, you know, all those kinds of things. So come do that. We do, sometimes. Yeah. We do.
Lee's just raring to go on her.
I'm used to dealing with big things, not little things, right? So, just saying.
Yeah, it's 20 to 2, as I can.
Okay. Oh, man. Okay. So you can find me on Twitter. Okay. You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone, as well as the podcast Adventures in Azeroth, which I co-host with Lita, which is live Thursdays, Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. Mm. That's what she said.
Yeah.
Lita.
Yeah, well, Lita. I do. That's where, what I say.
Where?
Exactly.
Where can we find you?
Okay. Yeah. I am on the Twitters, which is at Lita Wow, which is LETAWOW. And don't forget, you can check out my other show, which is Behind the Avatar. I had awesome trousers on this week. Just saying. We had an awesome chat. Just saying. Big plug for Awesome Trousers because he's awesome. And we also do Adventures in Azeroth, which we do Thursday nights for me. So come say hi. We do that live.
What time?
Yay!
What
time?
It's like 5 in the morning for Stone, isn't it?
Yes.
8. No, it's 8 supposed to be 8 p.m., but we went a little bit early because I was home and stuff. Because we've got time constraints on that one. We didn't do too bad. Yeah, because, you know, family. The family was up anyway. So.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
We made it.
Slamming doors.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, so big thank you to Mark Conan for our intro. As per always, we do love to give some shout-out love to him. Check out Mark Conan on Twitter. He is at Mark Conan Wow. And don't forget, you can find him as part of the Torrent Think Tank crew with Jules. Other than that, I think that is a wrap, boys. I think we're done. So I think it's time to go level some irons. Arrow to the knee.
Arrow to the knee is awesome. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks for coming. Thanks for watching. And thanks for listening. And we'll
Good
catch
luck,
you
everyone.
Next time. Bye.
Good luck.
See ya.
Bye. Good luck. Bye-bye.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2017. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.